This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Guardians are great. We were hoodwinked, bamboozled. It's unbelievable to me that I thought for sure that they celebrated a third time. Thank God I'm pro celebration. Thank God. Like, I am fine with being hoodwinked. I had no idea that these photos were AI generated. I had no clue. Or that they were Photoshopped, AI Photoshopped, whatever. I had no clue. So, the Ohio Cup was like sitting there in the picture. I just thought they celebrated the bye week, or getting the first round bye. So I'm like, oh, third celebration. The whole room thought it was the third celebration. They posted these pictures on the internet, right? And that's what I had thought. Didn't think anything else of it. Whatever. The guys kind of made a joke of the Ohio Cup, and I interpreted it, hearing Bybee, is that they were just kind of having fun with the Ohio Cup. I thought maybe they were having fun because the Ohio Cup was just sitting there. I didn't realize all that stuff was just Photoshopped.
No, AI generated.
AI generated.
And you know what's going to happen tonight? Like, Cantillo's going to have an immaculate inning.
Yep.
And then someone will comment on it in the post game, and then the Guardians will put out a tweet of them celebrating the immaculate inning, and then we'll come in and do the same show we did at the start of today.
Well, now I just don't believe anything that there is anymore. So I'm nervous, but I'm just glad I'm pro celebration and I didn't get in here like an old man. And even though I was tricked by AI, which is everybody's aunts and uncles and grandparents being tricked on Facebook, I'm just glad I didn't start ripping them for celebrating.
Oh, it would have been great.
Because if I, God.
Hosting Cleveland tears into ball club for celebration that did not exist.
Ben Oxelrod. Ben's a good guy. I'd have to let him do it with awful announcing. I'd have to let him kill me and just take my medicine.
Barrett Sports Media. It would be everybody. What happened to the Ohio Media Watch? Where's that guy?
I missed that.
We all missed that guy.
That guy was, I know his name. I'm not going to say his name. That guy was excellent.
You're not going to give us Roger Brown. Give us Ohio Media Watch.
Oh, thank God I didn't say what I didn't believe it, but thank God I didn't make that argument. Oh, that would have been so awkward and embarrassing. I would have just had to have taken it. But yeah, the Guardians, they clinched their first round bye. I think it's maybe the most satisfying regular season I've seen since 1995. I think that with all that was up in the air, Terry Francona, I think, was a security blanket for a lot of us. I think that this was almost open season. The trade deadline became open season. The 7-game losing streak, there were a lot of people waiting for the other shoe to drop. It didn't drop. The bullpen's been great. That's exactly what Curtis says coming up, where you have a 5-game series coming up. You'll have days off, so you can get back to the bullpen there. Hunter Gaddis, to me, is maybe the best story. It's not the best overall story of the season, clearly, but I think it's one of the most underrated storylines. The guy was an afterthought and a waste as a starting pitcher, and he has become a very good reliever for this baseball team. I love how that's worked out for them. There's definitely some things they have to get through first personally with their own team as they get ready for the postseason. Tanner Bibee, I'm feeling good about him. There's a lot of things to feel good about. It's possibly the most satisfying season since 1995. I'll say this again just to clarify. 2017, it's unfair because it's shrouded by what happened against the Yankees in the ALDS. This is my own emotions. I can only go with my own emotions. Because of that, I tend to take it away. But I also go back to what happened in 2016. The 2016 season was magical. They got as far as they got. They didn't get it. And I think a lot of people just expected them to have a postseason run in them again. Like, I don't think next year, like if they had a 23-win regular season winning streak next year, I don't know if I'd find it as special as I did this year. With some people, you could say that's stupid. Fine, I'm emotionally here.
Well, this
there
were
is so
why
many questions that they answered in this
they
year.
They sucked you in very early, and the fact that they jumped out to the start they did. And then, let's face it, they held on for dear life there for about a month. I mean, it looked like a collapse was there, and we're like, oh, man, this is where you need Tito. This is where you need
an
actual...
They lost the division.
They had gone all the way down from 9 games to 2.
Yeah. And, no, it was tied.
It was tied.
You were off for that week. They actually... And they didn't hold the tiebreaker with the Royals at the time, so they were... technically behind the eight ball, and now today they are 7.5 games in front of them, and it doesn't matter.
So the fact that, you know, if you stood with them, you know, and you had your complaints, obviously, you should. I mean, they had completely erased the buffer that they had, that cushion, but then to come out of it on the other side, I can understand why you do think this is it, like an all-time great regular season.
It's just been so satisfying.
Rewarding, yeah.
It's just been so satisfying to watch and to see Steven Vogt. And again, look, the great ones, we as fans, we focus so much on results. We are obsessed, and rightfully.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
So we're fans, because we don't spend time on the bus on the way to the airport. We're not on the planes with them. We're not in the clubhouse with them. We don't have to walk through the tunnel after they got beat and they've lost 4 in a row, then 5 in a row, and you start to doubt yourself through the in-house strife. These are all grown individuals with ego. The ones that are really, really great at what they do, they are obsessed with the process. And to be great, as a manager, as a head coach, you have to be obsessed with the process, not just the results. The process, most of the time, breeds the results, but you have to be obsessed with that. And to see Steven Vogt get emotional after a regular season game, and yes, it was a win, but you understand what he got emotional over. You have a guy who's the right guy that's obsessed with the little things of what it takes to put a team together. And they could have went out there and made a terrible hire and had us all bitching about Tito not being around anymore and then had us all ignoring them. And they went out and they made the right hire, and they have some of the right players on this team, and it looks like they have a bright future. Now, that all said, they had every opportunity where people thought they were going to be let down, because this is a different year. There have been years where all three teams had no expectations, and one of them grabbed us, and we got excited about them. Expectations, they make you a tough critic. I hope people realize that. And your expectations for other teams, because they're all your favorites, your expectations for the other teams creep in to other teams as they go on. So the Cavs, where they didn't get to where you wanted it to go, and then we're holding on to all these guys. I can't believe we're starting the season over with all these guys. We're going to run it back with this. And people are upset. It tends to bleed in. The Browns, what expectations are there? What are they failing to realize? Well, that's going to bleed in. And I think a lot of people were waiting for that other shoe to drop with the Guardians, especially that week you were out, Tone. And it just didn't happen. They got tied, but they kept their head above water, and then they took back off of the division. And I think that means something, because if the other teams, if everybody was just starting out again and this team started up, I think it'd be happy-go-lucky. I think the expectations of the other teams do bleed into a team like this. Well, and I think it would be the same with the other teams as well.
I've been trying to maintain all year. This is wide open in the American League. It is totally wide open. It's been that way all year. I don't think these other teams, even with their payrolls like the Yankees, I don't think they're so much better and so much more talented. Yeah, they've got guys you've heard of, But trust me, I consume media in those towns. I consume some of the fan reaction in those towns. Like those teams and their fans, they're just as nervous. They are waiting for a shoe to drop. It's not like they are puffing their chests out either on their teams. And that's why it's important. Like, not only is this thing wide open, but you've got players. Some of them have some seasoning now. And it look, it's going to be a question mark about the rotation and a question mark about Stephen Kwan. Yeah. But, I mean, we've been talking for a month now that you have reason to believe this team can absolutely go to the World Series.
Well, there is a good thing brought up. What's the biggest thing we have to focus on? It's on 92.3thefan.com.
Yeah, it's a great question.
Is it the layoff? Is it the lineup? Is it the rotation? I'm more concerned with layoff.
Wow.
You can simulate games, but you can't simulate pressure because you're going to have nobody in a stadium when you're simulating a game. And now you're going to have a packed house in the postseason. They're going to have their towels out. And I do think, and this is where I'm not starting up any sort of an argument here, but I think it's true. When you do go from, hey, we got 25,000 here, it's a good night. Good night. That's fine. To, hey, it's a packed house and all the cameras are on you and there's an electricity in the atmosphere. You have to kind of get used to that.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to kind of get used to that and get your bearings in a sport like baseball.
National media that have not paid attention to the Guardians all year. Uh-huh. They're all of a sudden going to be doing their interviews, the pregame press conferences. The feel is different. I mean, it is a totally different feel. And you've got some guys who've been there before, obviously, for the Guardians. But, you know, in a place like the Yankees, place like the Astros, you know, they've been through this every single year. I'll tell you, I the layoff, yes, be paying attention to that. I think it's a lineup. And I know that sounds like, wait, you're picking the lineup over the rotation. I think you got enough arms now between the bullpen and the starting rotation.
Especially the way that playoff baseball.
Yes, I've got enough faith. Even though you don't have the Garrett Cole or the Justin Verlander, the Clayton Kershaw, who even has struggled at times in the playoffs. Even though you don't have those guys, you've got a bunch of guys that I think could just flat out get other guys out. And I think you've got a manager that understands how to leverage the stuff that you do really good. The thing I don't know about is that lineup, especially with Kwan. I have no idea what that's going to look like in terms of effectiveness come playoff time.